AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. At the Democratic presidential candidates debate last night, Hillary Clinton fought back against criticism that she flip-flops on the issues.
Like most people that I know, I have a range of views, but they are rooted in my values and my experience.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders helped her out by suggesting the American people don't care about that email scandal that's dogging her.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
Thank you. Me too.
But AP correspondent Cal Woodward points out that Hillary Clinton still has not answered all the questions swirling around the controversy over her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State.
She hasn't said whether she told the State Department about her decision whether to use a private server. She hasn't answered a lot of questions about how that was set up and operated. I think probably most important, she hasn't said what's been done to prevent hacking.
Republican frontrunner Donald Trump tweeted that he was watching the debate last night and he found the Democrats, quote, a little sad. We're hoping to learn more this morning about the crash of a small plane into a Florida mobile home park yesterday. Arthur Grimes saw the plane go down.
I just saw the plane go across the field, sway side by side, like sputtering for gas, and all of a sudden drop, and then blew up.
He talked to WPTV. Authorities in Palm Springs aren't saying anything about possible victims, though our correspondent who was there saw two stretchers, each apparently with a body, being loaded onto a van. Former NBA and reality TV star Lamar Odom has been hospitalized after being found unconscious at a brothel in Nevada. Odom is a former L.A. Laker and member by marriage of the Kardashian family. There's no word on his condition at the moment. This is AP Radio News. The Israelis are deploying hundreds of troops in Israeli cities to help counter a wave of deadly Palestinian attacks that have panicked the country. These Israeli troops are firing tear gas at Palestinian protesters on the West Bank. Meanwhile, Israel's internal security minister says the bodies of dead Palestinian attackers should not be returned to their families for burial. He says funeral processions of Palestinians who killed Israelis often turn into a show of support for terror and an incitement to murder. He says he wants them buried in a cemetery for killers. Police in Germany are urgently appealing to parents not to post photos of their children on social media websites. Police in Hagen, Germany, warn parents they may find their children's photos cute now, but they could be used by bullies or pedophiles. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.